Brother Ham, perfect love casteth out fear. Is that God's love to us or our love to God? God's love to us. I think that's very important to understand that. But what Brother Mark was saying, that Jonathan was concentrating on his love to David, which can be summed up in one word, self-occupation. And at the beginning of chapter 17, Jonathan's eye was clearly on David, and David was the object before him. Now it seems that he was taken up, we've said, with the intervening circumstances, maybe with the fact that David was out of sight. He was taken up with his response to David, swear by the love that that Jonathan had for David. That's looking the wrong way. That's looking in instead of looking out. It's like Peter walking on the water. If it be thou, bid me to come to thee on the water. Peter was able to get out of the boat, and he was able to walk on the water. But when he saw the wind boisterous, when he took his eye off Christ, and when he started to look at the wind, we would say the wind and the waves, that's when he began to sink. And then he had to call out to the Lord and say, Lord, save me. And the Lord stretched out his hand. You see, there Peter was looking in the wrong direction. He was looking in the wrong place. And I think that is the source of so many difficulties in the Christian's life. And many systems of belief in Christianity teach us to look in instead of looking out. And that's why I mentioned earlier that saying of J.N.D., the secret of peace within and power without is to be only and always occupied with Christ. So if we lose out from having Christ as the object before us, all manner of things go wrong, as we see here with Jonathan.
I think this is one of the most important points we emphasize today. Because if you look at this verse 42, if you look at the circumstances, it looks like the relationship between Jonathan and David is fine. But you notice that there's a choice made. And it reminds me of the choice that Lot made when he left Abraham. And in that passage it said he moved away from Abraham, but he moved towards Sodom and Gomorrah. He moved toward the world. And I'm wondering if very often we don't make these choices very subtly, where we make a choice, we believe it, we're in good relationship with the Lord, but we're looking at our own interests rather than his, and that can get us in the trouble.
I think that reminds me of Matthew 19, verse 21-22. The rich young ruler, just after the answer, Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, then give to the poor. And then verse 22, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Jonathan had great possessions, or the potential to have great possessions. And it said, because Saul already knew that he lost the kingdom. This was told longer ago anyway, that the kingdom was to be taken from him because of his disobedience.
I'll just say one word, or one continuous word, one word of exhortation for younger believers, or for those not established, because in Hebrews 10, it talks about full assurance, the full assurance of faith. It's very important to have a good foundation. One brother, many years ago, he wrote a book which was widely circulated at the time, is still available, called The Believer Established. And we need to be established by grace and not with foods. We need to be sure that we are the Lord's. We have to have that firm conviction. We have to know where we stand, because if we don't know where we stand in our relationship with God, we're not going to be fit to go anywhere. You know, we'll be wandering around in circles, and we'll not be able to get on with service if we don't even know that we are truly the Lord's. Bunyan, in his book, he speaks about Doubting Castle. And many believers have been in Doubting Castle with doubts and fears. And the only answer to those doubts and fears is, as we've said, to get the eye off self and our doings and our circumstances and what we may contribute, and to see that the work of salvation has been fully and freely accomplished by the Lord Jesus on the cross of Calvary, just as Jonathan had overcome the foe here, killed Goliath, cut off his head, and carried the head triumphantly in his hand as the proof of his victory. So if anyone here even has lingering doubts sometimes, get some help. Harry Ironside, he wrote a book, Full Assurance. It was available from Moody Press. I'm not sure that it's currently available. Full Assurance by H.A. Ironside. It may be available electronically. Or even a little booklet like Safety, Certainty, and Enjoyment by George Cutting, a book that has been used to bring assurance to millions of souls. Or other brothers have written books dealing with this subject. So Great Salvation, one that was published relatively recently, H.F. Witherby, I think it's The Great Salvation. It's very, very important that we get that basis established, that we truly know Christ as our Savior, that even if the world were to disappear and we had nothing else, we would still have Christ. And when we have that, we'll not need to be making new covenants or going back to Christ or having uncertainty. We'll have a true basis for progress. I'm sorry to spend so long on this point, but practically it's a very important point.
The security is essential in the way of service, because with doubt, our service becomes an effort to receive certainty rather than a result of having the certainty. And the motives are wrong. We're doing good works because we're trying to gain God's favor. But if we already have gained God's favor because of our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, the good works are now on the right basis. The service for the Lord is on the right basis. It's based on the fact that God's love will not be retracted from us. We are His forever, sealed by the Spirit, and now our good works are a reflection of that new life, not an effort to appease sin-hating God, but rather a result of the fact that we are His. So we imagine all the things that Jonathan was doing, yet he had these doubts. Well, what good were those things he was doing? Because he still doubted David. And so it really puts into question what he was doing up to this point.